Beyond Shakespeare is sponsored by the Malone Society, the permanent utility of original texts. Go to malonesociety.com for more information. The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus. Read by Robert Crichton. Chapter 24. Of a certain comet that appeared in Germany, and how Dr. Faustus was desired by certain friends of his to know the meaning thereof. In Germany, over the town of St. Eiselben, was seen a mighty great comet, whereat the people wondered. But Dr. Faustus being there was asked of certain of his friends his judgment or opinion in the matter. Whereupon he answered, "It falleth out often by the course and change of the sun and moon, that the sun is under the earth, and the moon above. But when the moon draweth near the change, then is the sun so strong that it taketh away all the light of the moon in such sort that he is as red as blood. And the contrary, after they have been together, the moon taketh her light again from him, and so increaseth in light to the full. She will be as red as the sun was before, and changeth herself into diverse and sundry colours, of the which springeth a prodigious monster, or, as you call it, a comet, which is a figure or token appointed of God as a forewarning of his displeasure. As at one time he sendeth hunger, plague, sword, or such like, being all tokens of his judgment. The which comet cometh through the conjunction of the sun and moon, begetting a monster, whose father is the sun, and whose mother is the moon." You've been listening to The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus, read by Robert Crichton. There is more from Faustus on our Patreon, where there are exclusive exploring sessions where we take a deep dive into the text, and early access to other chapters of the book. There's also extensive work available on the play adaptation by Christopher Marlowe and other hands. Links are available in the show description.